Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Allow people access to a vaccine, an approved vaccine, without getting liability protection. Now, the emergency use authorization vaccines have liability protection under the PREP Act and the CARES Act. So as long as you take an emergency use, you can't sue them. Once they get approved, now you can sue them, unless they can get it recommended for children.
What?
Because all vaccines that are recommended, officially recommended for children, get liability protection, even if an adult gets that vaccine. That's why they're going after kids. They know this is going to kill and injure a huge number of children, but they need to do it for the liability protection.
But of course they want to kill children. That's why they did it in the beginning, and why they put liability protection in. But yes, here it is from the CDC's own globalist website, cdc.gov, the captured federal government at war with the American people. CDC expands updated COVID-19 vaccines to include children ages 5 through 11. So this is the big issue. This is the giant 50-foot vampire in the living room. And I've got so much news to deal with that issue today. Also, the next phase of the war on speech we warned you of is here. We'll be laying that out. The next target is, of course, Kanye West. George Floyd's family threatens to sue Kanye for telling the truth about his death. Whether it's right or wrong, the coroner said it was probably fentanyl, not the knee on the head. It doesn't matter. The Democrat Party lawyers said that they're going to use the Alex Jones exception and take him out next with a rigged case and a rigged jury after Kanye's defaulted, so he can't defend himself. So that's how they roll. I tell you, this is such a disgraceful statement by the disgraced former FBI official who tried to overturn the 2016 election with fraud. We even have his text messages where he said, I'll never allow Trump to become president. Once it happened, he said, now we're going to remove him. We're going to stop him with the fake dossier and all the rest of it. Peter Strzok has now gone on national television and said something even worse than what Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi said up on January 6th. Remember, they said, this is the worst attack in U.S. history, worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Now, 9/11, he says, doesn't even compare. Here it is.
You look at something that is an attack on democracy, something that could actually bring about a fundamental change to American governance as we understand it. 9/11 is nothing compared to January 6th. And the fact that the FBI and the rest of the government, if they are not on the same sort of war footing that we were on in the weeks and months and years after 9/11, shame on everyone.
So this is a guy that not only helped run the Russia hoax to overturn an election and an impeachment, the whole nine yards, so he is what he says we're doing. He says that 9/11 doesn't even compare. 3,000 dead people, firemen and police dying in mass, people jumping off the top of the burning building, it collapsing. 3,000 dead, hundreds of billions of dollars in damage to the world economy, absolute tens of thousands dying later from the poison dust. That is nothing. Nothing. The gaslighting of these people is just incredible. So I'm bad for saying maybe Sandy Hook didn't happen years ago. They said, oh, you belittled the deaths not happening. You owe $1 billion. But he says the deaths happen, but they're nothing Well, under the hurt feelings rule, Peter Strzok owes the families of 9/11 victims quadrillions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here live for the next 4 hours for the most censored, attacked, demonized program in the world, because we're pro-family, pro-America, pro-God, pro-justice, pro-self-defense, pro-capitalism, pro-humanity. And I am honored to be the most hated, probably the most hated person in the world by the pedophiles, by the Satanists, by the globalists. Yes, they think they're the bringer of death against humanity and their great depopulation. But the trap that the New World Order has laid for us will be the pit in which they are buried in the ash heap of history. It is not Satan that is the bringer of death. It is God that controls life and death, creation and destruction. It is Azrael, the angel of death, that delivers death under the orders of God. Azrael works for God, not Satan. Thank you for joining us. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Boy, there's a lot. As the New World Order pretends that they control life and death and commit mass murder, that they'll be punished for greatly, CDC is quietly slipping it in. They go after newborn babies with poison injections, not just six-month-olds and up, and to make it mandatory in public schools under federal regulations to inject five-year-olds and up with the experimental death shot. No other country on earth is doing this. Everybody else is banning the shots. Hell, a year ago, European countries started banning it. As of a month ago, more than half of them have banned it. But they're just moving forward, attacking us, ladies and gentlemen. And the media spins it, the corporate enemy of America, as if it's a good thing. And they're now available to you. And now the school's going to say it's on the list of mandatory. But that's a fraud, too, under law. It's not really mandatory. They're just saying that it's what they want you to take. The waivers are not to get around a law. They just trick you into signing the waivers. Come out of Babylon, my friends. We're going to hit the massive new developments with the situation in Ukraine as we sleepwalk into World War III. It's posted on the front page of InfoWars.com. We've written an article about it. It broke here yesterday. Francis Boyle, who's introduced legislation that's become impeachments for Ford, big-time law professor, has written Biden impeachment bill, and it's circulating on Capitol Hill in response to World War III threat. I hope everybody goes to Infowars.com and gets the article that has a link and a copy of the impeachment legislation. And we'll play a clip of Tulsi Gabbard's coming up next segment. Again, we already played it on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but it's important where she says the Democrats are a power cult of warmongers. And that is absolutely what they are. They are a cult. And if you like living and you don't like dying, and if you like being successful and having a future, you need to battle with every ounce of your energy and time to stop these monsters. We have the economy news that is insane. We're going to be laying out as well the attacks on free speech. We have the latest move by the deep state psychos to sterilize children. Virginia Democrat wants to criminalize parents who misgender their children. So the school tricks your six-year-old to think they're really a boy or a girl when they're a girl or a boy. They trick them to think they're another gender. They create that mark in their record, begin special propaganda and brainwashing for them, the removing of your parental rights and control, using the rebellion your child will have later as a teenager to be sterilized because mommy said it wasn't their right to do it, it was a bad idea, or daddy did. She wants you locked up, and you get between them and the pedophilic sicko government that wants to rape your children's bodies to the point of massive mutilation. So these Satanists are in overdrive right now. We've got a lot of big election news as well and so much more. So when I hit this story, it's not our top story, but more and more I want to start the show or soon into the broadcast, early in, to just give an example of gaslighting every day. Yesterday, it was the Kenosha killer saying he's not the Kenosha killer and doesn't know who that person is. Daryl Brooks doesn't exist. And Biden saying we've got one hell of an economy right now, you know, best ever. I wanted to hit this first today. It's extremely illustrative, and we'll play the full clip now. Already played a little short clip at the very start. Disgraced former FBI official declares 911 is nothing compared to January 6th. That is a quote. Let me just read that slowly to let it sink in a little bit. Because I got up this morning at 5 a.m. and this has just been updated InfoWars. And I said, I got to watch the clip. And I went, and sure as hell, Steve Watson doesn't exaggerate. He actually said, word for word, let me read it slowly, 911 is nothing compared to January 6th. 911 is nothing compared to January 6th. 911 killed at least 3,000 people that day. It's estimated, last time I checked, that more than 10,000 people died early, including police dogs, died within a year. But within just the first few years, 10,000 plus people from the deadly inhalation of the powdered glass and concrete and toxins, computer parts, you name it. So conservatively, 13,000 people have died. And it hit the world economy for probably trillions. No one could estimate that. So we saw Chucky Schumer say this is worse than 9/11. And as bad as Pearl Harbor. We've played the quotes many times. You know he said that. I'm not going to bore you with his horrible voice. But now Peter Strzok has to go on further and say that it's nothing. It's nothing compared to a million people showing up in D.C. peacefully and a bunch of federal provocateurs and others manipulating a few hundred to break through the small police line and go in and poop on Pelosi's walls. Oh, and drink her beer. And then the cops killed four citizens. So four citizens got killed. A few hundred broke in. A few thousand got waved in. I tried to stop them. I got there an hour into it. And that is the worst attack in U.S. history. Not World War One. Not World War One. We're going to go to break and come back and play it. Not World War One, not World War Two, millions dead. No. This is the worst attack ever. This is an attack on our institutions and our government. directed by these very same people. And let's just add the gravy to this. This is the guy, and we have his text messages, we'll remind you with him, we'll show you it to you in the next segment. This is the guy that he's talking to his girlfriend, the other FBI agent, and she says, he's going to win. He goes, never, we'll stop him with the Russia hoax. And then later he wins, doesn't matter, we'll still stop him. Remember, this is Mr. Insurance Policy. So he's actually tried to overturn an elected president with fraud that he says is the most evil thing you can do. And I think it is bad. It is an attempt at a coup d'etat. It is one of the worst things you can do because then they put a tyranny in over you. But they have done it. They stole the election 2 years ago. And now they want to outlaw people questioning that. They're already censoring people. Try to get the compilation, too, of all his demonic faces he made in Congress. I want to show that when we come back. We're going to play the clip. But the host is calling it the worst thing in U.S. history. And then all breathlessly, he goes on and says, yes, it's true. It's the worst thing ever. But, of course, the polls show nobody's buying it. And it's been a giant flop for these gaslighting frauds.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It is the vaunted, feared Alex Jones Show. The real power of this broadcast is you, the viewer and listener. That's who the enemy hates. That's why they want to take us off the air so this focal point of resistance they believe can be dissipated. But let me give our enemies a clue. We've already damaged them irrevocably. Everything else we do against them with this platform is only gravy. Now, let's talk about a real piece of trash. Peter Schrock is the archetypal example. Let's put some of the sickening B-roll of him up in Congress and the weird satanic faces he was making. Of everything we face in the permanent bureaucracy and deep state, of the type of guys that were like Eddie Haskell in high school that wanted to be the class president but would rip you off anytime they could. They believe if they can just get into the FBI, the Justice Department, they can be above the law and commit any crimes they want. He is caught red-handed trying to remove a duly elected president. Then he turns around and accuses a million people that come to D.C. of being terrorists. And in this clip, at the end says, this needs to be a mobilization like the war on terror and 9/11 to stop these people. So he declares authoritarian war just like Biden did a month and a half ago at Independence Hall in Philadelphia with the blood red speech. So he declares war on America, says we need to have the entire deep state come down against the American people, and the CIA and the FBI tag team us. And 9/11's nothing compared to somebody drinking Pelosi's beer and pooping on the walls and a guy in a buffalo outfit running around yelling and saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, to the police. And then the cops kill four people. With Ray Epps now in Pelosi's daughter's documentary, leading everybody in and climbing the scaffolding and saying invade. Now we have footage of him ramming the police with barricades, and they call him a wonderful person in the New York Times. These people are so obvious. So they try to overturn the election criminally, try to have multiple impeachments. Peter Strzok's involved in all of it. He's disgraced. And it's emblematic that he then gets up on television. This is par for the course, but it's Peter Strzok, and says, we need to have a war on terror on Trump supporters, which just means populist Americans that have their heads screwed on straight because the numbers are coming in. I saw got some polls here. A 30-point swing in women 18 to 64, working-age women. That means white, black, Hispanic, Asian. Women see the crime, they see the depression, they see the insanity, they see Biden groping everybody, they see Hunter Biden, they see the open borders, and what do they do? What do they do? They go and they say, I'm going to vote Republican. Not that that's perfect, but that's the insurrection to at least take over one of the parties that we're doing politically, lawfully. That's why they're in panic. That's why they're saying outlaws. That's why they bet everything on January 6th, but the national polls are out. Less than 6% of Americans in multiple polls. It's like 4, 5, 3, 2. I mean, I saw one poll, 6%. So the highest poll where they ask a bunch of questions. What do you think is most important? The economy, war in Ukraine. And then they'll put in there January 6th. And less than 10% think that's a big issue. And that's total leftist cult members, the ones that run Twitter. So here they are trying to make it the front and center to launch these attacks And nobody's buying into it. They want to distract with the economy imploding, distract with all this. And the crew looking just found another national poll. Ooh, 7% think January 6th is the most important. Up at the top, price increases, inflation, economy and jobs, immigration, crime and drugs, women's rights, health care, guns, environment, climate change, national debt, federal budget deficits, terrorism, national security, corruption, school safety, coronavirus, taxes, voting rights, income equality, inequality, criminal justice, the courts, prison, education, then January 6th. So here's Peter Strzok in a loaded minute and a half with the reporter reading the script that the most important date in American history isn't George Washington finally turning the tide at Trenton, New Jersey. Isn't Valley Forge. Isn't the defeat of Hitler. Isn't the invention of the light bulb. No. Ladies and gentlemen, it is someone drinking Pelosi's beer and pooping on the wall. Here it is.
You know, that Mueller ethos emanated, I'm sure, from his own personal code, but also post 9/11. And I worked in the administration in which he served as FBI director. And what he sort of gave birth to in the lexicon was the FBI would never again, first of all, fail to sync up with the CIA, and all sorts of artificial and real walls were torn down. And they would never again fail to connect the dots. I've not heard one utterance of connecting the dots from Christopher Wray in the days after the deadliest attack on the U.S. Capitol. In history.
Nicole, I think that's right. And I think if you look at the scale in terms of the threat to democracy, I mean, 9/11 was a tragedy. We lost thousands of lives in a horrific way that we still mourn to this day. But when you look at something that is an attack on democracy, something that could actually bring about a fundamental change to American governance as we understand it, 9/11 is nothing compared to January 6th. And the fact that the FBI and the rest of the government, if they are not on the same sort of war footing that we were on in the weeks and months and years after 9/11, shame on everyone.
Shame on everyone if we're not on a war footing against anybody that doesn't support the Democratic Party. What does Tulsi Gabbard call them? Hey, we have the clip. Let's play it. She calls them a power cult of warmongers. And that's what it is. Here it is.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
I'm here to tell you, folks, that a DeSantis Gabbard's ticket would be unbeatable. And she's for real, folks. She's not perfect. We'll say, oh, well, she went to the Davos thing. They all do. Trump's been to that. But she's been fully against that now. And she is getting women big time to vote Republican. She's good, folks. She's awesome. She's got a soul. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever.
That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off with promo code 1776. You get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Kennedy Jr.'s new film that I'm told is just stunningly powerful, and that is the real Anthony Fauci film, not just the best-selling book, but the film that will reach even more people than the millions sold of the book. But I wanted to finish up here with Peter Strzok. Here's Peter Strzok, the guy that says 9/11 was, quote, nothing compared to January 6th. The American people are terrorists. There should be a war against all conservatives using the CIA and FBI. We'll just play the clip. You've already seen Biden announce that. But I thought I would just show you some of his famous text messages. Unelected bureaucrat in permanent Washington who tried to influence an election, tried to overturn it, has some thoughts about democracy. Lisa Page. Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? Peter Strzok. No, he's not. We'll stop it. So that was during it creating the fake dossier and then after trying to stop it. So he gets up there and says the number one most dangerous thing you can do is question an election or drink Pelosi's beer or poop on the wall. That is the worst attack in U.S. history. Meanwhile, he actually did, behind a powerful federal agency running a program against Trump, exactly what he's accused all of us collectively of doing, and he's arrogantly walking around outside a jail cell. And that's why we're in so much trouble. Now, I want to get into the really big news here, the real crimes of these people, that if we don't stop them, it's on us. CDC expands updated COVID-19 vaccine to include children ages 5 through 11. The CDC is now making it recommended, which then gives liability protection to Pfizer, Moderna, and the other criminal organizations that gave us this poison gene therapy that's killed millions of people worldwide. That's all come out. That gives them liability protection now once the schools make it a quote, listed recommended vaccine. They lie and say it's mandatory. It's not. So no other country's giving it to children. Other countries have suspended it for everybody. There's criminal investigations in the EU. They had to fire three boards at the FDA and the CDC to be able to even get this done, the booster shots, the rest of it. And then they double down and say, we're going to go into the public schools and other schools, and most of the private schools roll over and say, yes, we're going to put all these things into the children. And if they survive that, well, they're coming for their testicles and breast when the government schools and other schools form a relationship with your child, have them, as we show the San Francisco school district documents that are the same nationwide, where they secretly form a relationship with your 5-, 6-, 7-year-old, teach them they're really under sex, put them in a file, and then the school basically comes in and takes away parental rights. Now they're introducing legislation across the country to criminalize parents who try to stop it. That's coming up. I mean, the evil meter here is so off the chart, it's just unspeakable. And the average person just can't believe this is happening, but it really is. But here is Tony Lyons of Skyhorse Publishing that published The Great Reset and the War of the World. Here he is talking about the most corrupt and greedy people in the country have taken over, and he's talking about the globalists and the big pharma companies that now run our country and aren't just making money. Their mission is to kill us on record. It came out in Bayer documents, you name it, that it's about depopulation. Here he is talking about the new film.
I want to bring in Tony Lyons now to join Jeff. Tony, tell me about Skyhorse and all the times you've been published, because you've published a couple of three controversial books on the scale of what Skyhorse considers controversial. How controversial is the real Anthony Fauci?
So I don't think that it should be controversial, but I think that viewers have to realize that the most corrupt, the greediest people in this country have taken over the government. They're trying to control your ability to see what's going on, and this has to be stopped. People have to watch this movie and understand how this country is run.
What you had a vision for this when we first talked about the book, and Bobby, you had a vision for this becoming a film. How did you get Jeff, and how did you get it done so quickly? Because as being a filmmaker myself, given the complexity of the topic, it's kind of stunning to me that you guys are finished already at the quality level of the film I've seen, which is absolutely brilliant. How did you envision this, and how did you get it going so quickly?
Well, so, you know, we were desperate to get this movie made because we felt that, you know, it's a big, complicated book. And, you know, I think that there are tens of millions of people in this country who want to hear this story. Some of them were prevented from doing it because there was a censorship campaign that was waged against this book that's unprecedented in U.S. history, that on every level it was censored. But even people who wanted to read it, in some cases, just couldn't do it. It was just too big a mountain to climb. And this is a long, complicated, incredibly exciting, but also shocking book. But I think that, you know, this is the most important movie of the year, and we wanted it to come out quickly while it was still so relevant to decisions people make and to politics in this country. So we, you know, had a couple of different people who wanted to make it, and we heard a presentation from Jeff, and he just seemed like the perfect person who was going to get it done, work day and night, and that's what he's done.
Tony Lyons, correct me if I'm wrong, with all the damning evidence and his interview on War Room blew up, he's calling guys murderers, you never got sued. So what is it in the book that Jeff Hayes made a film of that would have every distribution platform shut down to you, sir?
Because this book is saying that the most powerful health official in this country, the person who was essentially running the country during the pandemic, is absolutely corrupt, is working for the pharmaceutical companies at the expense of public health, and that he's been doing that now for 2.5 years, that hundreds of thousands of people have died unnecessarily, and that it's the point now where we need truth and reconciliation. We need tens of millions of people to watch this movie, to share this movie, to get a hold of it in any way they can, in order to begin to understand what's happened, to be sure that it never happens again in this country, or hopefully anywhere.
Absolutely. And we're going to have the folks on tomorrow that made the film. We're probably going to get Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on soon. But I'm not being paid to promote this film, though I'm going to try to get DVDs of it. Even though DVDs are old school, they can't censor that like digital stuff. I am going to try to get involved. And obviously, we sold the real Anthony Fauci book as well at InfoWars.com. But I'm just promoting this because the book put a major hole in the globalists. Joe Rogan coming out against them was also huge. Obviously, all of our work got that event horizon to the point of no return. So we were the ground troops that established the beachhead. It's not about who gets the credit. I'm just laying out how we won. This audience, the beachhead, and then Rogan, JFK Jr., or RFK Jr., all of that, we got that done. And now a film will be 10 times bigger, and we're going to arrest these people. They're going to go to prison. They're going to pay for what they've done. So that's why this is so incredibly critical. And speaking of Fauci, we're going to come back from break with him now all over the news saying he never was for lockdowns. He was never for social distancing. He was never for any of this. And I just searched Anthony Fauci calls for schools to stay closed and found all these videos and all these articles. But I don't need to even play those. You remember it. You remember it. So he's just a total monster. And they count on you and I, and all of us, not having a memory. And then I've got the clip I mentioned that we're going to be getting back into, and the news articles where they're coming for the children forcibly now. And for me, this is a line in the sand. I'm trying to fix this peacefully. I'm not going to offensively go out and attack anybody like they are us. But they try to come take your kid and give them all these shots, or somebody does it without parental consent, which they're doing all over the world, not just here. Well, it's an act of violence. It's an act of rape with a biological system that implants them with a system that basically causes AIDS. They want to inject your children with an AIDS-causing compound. I think we have a right to say no to that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Comes up next hour, and Ingrid Carquist is a highly recommended journalist in Europe from Sean Stone on the Russia war, the Ukraine operation, the forced injections, the whole New World Order. She's got a lot of big news. Royce White is going to be talking Kanye West and what he talked about in Hollywood and all those issues in the fourth hour today. Don't want to miss that. Royce White's always a very thought-provoking, smart guy. Okay. Look, I got tons of news here I want to hit, but I just got to go back to the kids here. I love Trump. He's getting a lot of great Republicans elected. The New World Order hates his guts. He got a lot of other therapeutics rammed through. I know Trump's number. And he got the Regeneron through. He battled to get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. He just trusts the medical system. And I know people that know Trump well. He's a germaphobe. He doesn't go to the doctor a lot, but he really listens to doctors. And he signed on to this. They told him it would work. They lied. They set him up. And I'm not giving him a pass, but he's doing a lot more good on our team than them putting him in prison. So I'll take what we've got from Trump now. It's terrible that he won't come out against the shots, but everybody else is, and 1% are taking the shots compared to what were. So government is now coming with a mandate, color of law, through the schools with a federally mandated shot in CDC regs they're pushing out today. And DeSantis and his Surgeon General have already come out against it. I wish Trump would, but his strength is that he is a donkey. He's a Republican, so he's an elephant, but he's a jackass. Anybody that's been around donkeys or mules, no, they are stubborn as hell. They're going to do what they want to do. And so they can't make him do what they want, but we can't make him do what we want. That's a separate issue, but we're just going to have to sit here and ourselves expose this. Too bad Trump won't do it, because this is just coming out more and more. And the more he gets behind this, the more he owns it. And that's his problem. I'm going to move on from Trump. But you heard I just called for Tulsi Gabbard to run as VP with DeSantis. I can't help it. DeSantis has come out against the shot. DeSantis has said it's hurting people. DeSantis' attorney general, surgeon general, has said it's bad. And that's all that matters to me, because the number one issue is these children. And I have a 5-year-old. I have a 14-year-old. I have an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old. Hell, my son just turned 20, excuse me. So we're dealing with all of this. And I know you're dealing with it too. And it fundamentally doesn't make me angry now. It makes me upset with myself that we're letting this happen, because this is outrageous. I mean, imagine you work for the Justice Department that's being told anybody that questions these shots is a terrorist. And Peter Strzok, it's one of the 5 things they list in the FBI Declaration of War last June against America. Borders? You question that being open. You question election fraud. You question lockdowns. You question forced injections. You are a terrorist. While they terrorize us with the mask and the lockdowns and the collapse and the whole society disintegrating, do you really, as an FBI agent or anybody else or a school teacher or anybody, why would you want to be part of this? It's bizarre. And we do see hundreds of prominent FBI whistleblowers going to Congress, but they all get bottlenecked there, and then they get persecuted while Congress claims they're helping them. So we have a bureaucracy at war with us. It's not America. It's not even the government. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-captured U.S. government, occupied U.S. government. And it really is a line in the sand for me. The children, when these damn shots are experimental, and we now know we're killing people in mass. Like, I have a stack of articles right here in the U.S. and around the world of children and young people, and the numbers show it, dying of heart attacks and myocarditis at 40, 50, 60,000 times the previous number. Because used to, children having heart attacks, unless it was congenital, born with heart problems, was absolutely ultra rare. But it's not rare now. It's as common as the sun coming up in the morning. And it gets worse. Did you know pediatric cancer until the 70s was non-existent? If a kid had cancer previous to the 70s, doctors would get on airplanes to fly across the country to see a child with cancer because it was so rare. Now, you can't swing a stick at the shopping mall and not hit a kid that's got cancer. They are murdering us. And I'm not just going to sit here while they normalize on the sides of buses and TV ads, not just here, but all over the world, that, hey, heart attacks are normal in kids. No, they are not. And I can't imagine why anybody would want to work for the system and get a measly paycheck to be part of this when you're being targeted with it as well. But don't forget, the federal government exempted all the key people, Congress and the FBI and everybody else, from their own shots. I mean, this is really a psychotic group of people that are out to get us. And just like Trump is becoming a politically perishable item, it's not a threat physically. I'm saying, like, you know, milk going bad on the shelf. He has an expiration date and it's almost over. He did it to himself. That's the way it is. He's had a chance to turn it around. But the bureaucrats that are trying to make people take it, Trump's not trying to make anybody take it. So if Trump's done something bad, it's a 2 on a 10. And his good stuff kind of outweighs it. So, you know, he's like at a 0.5 bad guy right now. People pushing this, like Fauci and Gates and the media and the big censors, anybody else that's on board, is a 10. I mean, you are a mass murderer now. You are a horrible, evil person. Can't you see which way the wind's blowing and be like Tulsi Gabbard's coming out against the shots a long time ago, or DeSantis, or his Surgeon General, or everybody else? I mean, can't you just be good people? I'm remembering what's in this stack here. And we got Gavin McGinnis coming up. I'm going to actually bring up the shots with him. But you talk about gain of function. Did you know a U.S. university admits, is currently bragging, that they just created a COVID variant that kills 80% of the animals it comes in contact with? That's coming up next hour. We've introduced, we're promoting, and our guest is introduced in Congress. It's about to be introduced. Impeachment legislation against Biden for trying to start World War III and launching a war without congressional approval. It's the War Powers Act. We've got indented rights. We can stop them if you take action. Go to InfoWars.com right now. There's an article up there on the main page, and there's a link to the legislation under the live show feed. I would suggest every one of you get to a computer, get on your phone, go to InfoWars.com right now and share this. And then I would also add, there's only days left in this because I got to have a meeting after the show with the warehouse folks. Every one of our supplements is 40 to 50% off. Promo code 1776, get an additional 10% off. That's up to 60% off on things like X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus and all the other great products. So I would take action now. Plus, it keeps us on the air. I want to thank you all for your amazing support. We are neck and neck in the red, in the black. We can continue on and stand against these enemies, and they're so angry. And they're trying to silence everybody. But if you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the strongest organic vitamin C on the market with rose hips and zinc to supercharge it, the Linus Pauling Nobel Prize winning formula, it's 50% off without promo code, 60% off with promo code 1776. Get the vitamin D3 gummies, highest grade vitamin D3 with calcium, so good for adults, children, everybody, going into the winter, going into the fall. It's 60% off with promo code 1776. So take action. That's what victory is about. Empower your life. Empower your immune system. Empower your energy with Brain Force Ultra or Brain Force Plus. And experience it for yourself while knowing you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight. And our shipping is great right now. We are getting stuff out within a day of the orders coming in. And I want to thank you all for your support. We're under tremendous attack. And without your support, we'll not be here. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to salute and thank everybody that's helping the legal bills. Without you, we cannot do it. We're barely paying them. Because of you, we are paying them right now. That is SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com. Whether it's $5 or $50, whatever you do, take action now. SaveInfoWars.com and 1776coin.com. Also use promo code 70.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it's still off gas. Is 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the new